divine. £500.
£500 for a dress?
In the new movie Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, now in theaters, we meet an invisible woman. No, Ada Harris isn't a superhero. She's not literally invisible. Instead, she's the kind of person that no one ever really sees. That's because Ada is a widowed cleaning lady who works in post-war London. She's a forgotten older woman doing thankless work. Nobody notices, and nobody cares. One day, though, a client who doesn't have enough money to pay her purchases a stunning dress from French designer Christian Dior. The kind of dress that gets you noticed. The kind of dress that costs £500. That's a small fortune for someone like Mrs. Harris, but it so captures her imagination that when she unexpectedly comes into a lump of money, Mrs. Harris knows exactly what she's going to do with it. She's going to fly to Paris and buy that dress. And once she puts it on, she'll never feel invisible again.
You should have been receiving a war widow's pension. It comes quite a tidy sum.
Oh, it's my Eddie. It's a sign from my angel.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
buy a dress. A Christian Dior from Paris.
This light-hearted PG drama is about as far from any action Marvel movie as you can get. But this small, quiet story nevertheless has a big heart. Apart from a handful of mild profanities, it reminds viewers that many people who serve us quietly and invisibly every day have dignity, value, and a unique identity. And given the right opportunity, they might just flourish in beautiful ways. So we're giving Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Jonathan McKee for Folks in the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.